Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from September 30, 2019 to October 4, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On September 30, here were the news. Binance introduces its market maker program for high-volume users. Binance, U.S. opens account registration for Puerto Rico residents. Ripple acquires crypto trading firm to expand into Iceland. Ant Financial and Bear to jointly develop blockchain for agriculture. Fundstrat's Tom Lee reminds us of Bitcoin's 10 best days rule. Energy commodities trading software launches on Hyperledger Fabric. I'd rather have bananas, tech billionaire Mark Cuban on Bitcoin. BitHum acquisition deal appears to be off. Fidelity Digital Assets to provide custody for Bitcoin derivatives yield fund. On October 1, here were the news. Longfin must pay $6.8 million after court backs SEC fraud complaint. Russian nuclear scientist gets $7,000 fine for mining Bitcoin at work. JP Morgan, Intel alums launch revenue sharing stablecoin USDD. Crypto investors KR1 thank Cosmos Network for $5.6 million profit in H1 2019. Fintech startup Rapid raises $100 million for cloud-based payment platform. Instadap DeFi site raises $2.4 million from prominent crypto investors. South Korean court issues landmark decision on crypto exchange hacking. Ethereum name service auction exploited to grab Apple domain and it can't be undone. Trading volume for backed Bitcoin futures hit just $5 million in first week. Crypto escrow firm chief charged over alleged $7 million fraud. UK police auction off $294,000 in stolen crypto from AthaDelta hack. Stripe-backed payments firm raises $100 million to compete against stablecoins. Ethereum scaling project scale raises $17.1 million for mainnet launch. Crypto token HBAR is tanking and Hedera Hashgraph is looking for a fix. On October 2, here were the news. Institutional Libra backers are getting cold feet. Congressional challenger to House Speaker Pelosi is fundraising in crypto. Ex-BlackRock exec joins wallet provider blockchain as general counsel. Ex-Google product manager joins Multicoin Capital as investment principal. Acquisition marks Broadridge Financial's first foray into crypto services. Mark Zuckerberg addresses Libra regulation, KYC in leaked transcript. Ripple's X-Spring launches crypto, fiat payments that integrate into any app. McAfee, Bitcoin scarcity will trigger its price to hit $1 million in 2020. Bitcoin price risks further decline after recovery rally stalls. Financial services giant Morningstar to offer ratings for crypto assets. NYAG to court, don't let Bitfinex keep stonewalling our investigation. Six major Japanese brokerages form security token offering association. Pantera leads $5 million round for decentralized derivatives market. Binance and Polychain are funding a crypto-friendly bank in Malta. On October 3, here were the news. Swiss Exchange 6 lists joint Bitcoin and Ether exchange traded product. Venezuelan exchange rolls out crypto debit card with Petro support. Ohio treasurer suspends predecessor's Bitcoin tax payment service. PayPal might withdraw from Libra Association, report. MakerDAO bounty program catches critical bug before launch. Japan's financial regulator issues draft guidelines for funds investing in crypto. Fed official says digital central bank currency is inevitable. Hackers launch widespread botnet attack on crypto wallets using cheap Russian malware. Mt. Gox trustee contacts US DOJ in connection with VINIC investigation. On October 4, here were the news. Coinbase reinstates UK bank deposits and withdrawals. Galaxy Digital, XBTO just made the first block trade of backed Bitcoin futures. U.S. House Committee pressuring Zuckerberg to testify on Libra, report. New York's financial watchdog is hiring another crypto superintendent. Coinbase Pro's fees surge 233% for lower volume users, whale fees drop. DTCC pushes back blockchain project to avoid Brexit complications. Bitcoin may be headed for a stronger price bounce. Singapore exchange-backed iStocks raises Series A for tokenized securities trading. Issuing money is for governments, not private firms, Apple CEO. Gold-backed crypto tokens promoter investigated by Florida regulators. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.